And we are kicking things off. We have Nana from Nana Bingo in the studio. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Oh, that's where I am. I was wondering. Yeah, I just sort of went down a hall. Yeah.
Oh, I know, right? And up a few stairs and then you're here.
Yeah, so that is where the sweats come from. Yes, yes, yes.
And how are you doing? Because we're in fringe season, so...
Oh, you know what? I have just been on full sell, sell, sell mode. I've been going around the place trying to get people out to Nana Bingo. TM. Yeah.
And tell us a bit about Nana Bingo.
Okay, so Nana Bingo is, well, it's what it says on the tin. It's bingo, but with me, Nan, all right? And I've got one of my grandkids is on the DJ, so it's a bit of a, like, disco meets comedy night meets excuse to go win some stuff, yeah? Yeah, if you're having a bit of a hard week, it's the sort of show you can go out if you need a win. Obviously, not everyone can win. You might end up losing some more, but it's worth a try, yeah.
Hey, you've got to be in it to win it, don't you?
That's right. And ideally, if you brought tickets, that would help me win it as well. Yeah.
And what's it been like out there so far? Because Fringe has started, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, some people have been saying, hey, look, things have been a little bit slow, but not for me. I've already sold out 5 shows, so if you're an artist listening to this, sometimes it does happen, just not to you. No, I'm kidding, I'm joking. No, it's been a really good reception here. It's nice for a lady of my age to get out and about, you know? And it seems like we've had really good reception here. Yeah, there's something just about a chain-smoking 70-year-old that really gets the youth. Yeah.
Really resonates with Perth, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the voice. Yeah. I'm allowed to smoke in here, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Just no vapes.
Yeah, oh, no, naturally. No, no. Wouldn't want to do something so unhealthy. Yeah.
I know. And so I see that you encourage friends and family to come dressed young at heart, old everywhere else.
Yeah. Now, some people might interpret that as I'm going to come dressed as my grandparents. And yeah, that's pretty much what we're asking for. But be a little bit creative, all right? And now, if you are coming to Nana Bingo and you are currently looking at a dressing gown, maybe branch out a little bit. The fun fact is, after you turn 60, there is other clothing options available. You wouldn't believe it. Yeah, probably not at Zara, but like branch out, you know? Go out to Target or something. Go get yourself something that's a little bit more comfortable fitting. You can wear some flats, sure, but we're not dead, all right, folks? So feel free to get a little bit more adventurous. Perk the girls up. Sag the boys down. Do whatever you need to do.
You know, honestly, you had me at flats.
Yeah, yes, yes. You can see I'm wearing some of my finest flats right now. Yeah.
That is it. And, oh, there's a chance to win and feature in Nana Bingo's Golden Oldies Hall of Fame.
This is true. So if you do come dressed up, not only will there be a prize, and I can't guarantee it's a good one because I've looked at the budget, it's not good. But we've got the Golden Oldies Hall of Fame, which will be featured on nanabingo.com and across the socials to my... maybe 100 of followers. Yeah, that's about it. But we'll get some more in there. Who knows? You can go show it off to your friends and family, print off a picture, put it up in the fridge, you know? Have something to talk about at that next dinner party. Yeah.
And then for the next Nana Bingo, then you'll be able to have a nice Hall of Fame for everyone to see as well.
That's exactly right. Of course, budget permitting, you know. IKEA's photo frames, they're not as cheap as they used to be. Yeah, yeah. But we'll try and sort something out. Yeah.
That's it. And I suppose... when can people come down to Nana Bingo? Because you mentioned we've got some sold out nights there.
Oh, that is true. So we're open on the 6th, okay, 6th to the 18th of February. All of our Friday, Saturday and Sunday shows are, I think we might have a couple of Sunday seats still available, but they have pretty much sold out. We are in talks at the moment to maybe add some extra ones on, but what I'd suggest doing, get in on that Thursday. That's going to be the next one to go. And we've also got the Valentine's Day special. Yeah, it's just like the regular show, but we call it the Valentine's Day special, you see. And if you're the sort of person that's planning on spending Valentine's Day alone, pause for tears, yeah, well, why don't you consider seeing an older woman? Come down and see Nana Bingo. Or you know what? If you're wanting to spice up your love life, I reckon I'm just the lady to do it.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, could end up leaving with a date on Valentine's. You never know.
Well, you never know. I mean, look, depends how much you're paying for tickets, I suppose. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. And when it comes to putting on these fringe shows, yeah, because we are so happy to have you, but... yeah. How long has it been bringing Nana Bingo together?
Oh, well, Nana Bingo started as just a glimmer in my eye a couple of years ago. I've been talking to a lot of my friends about it, and I was like, you know what? I want to get back out there, hoist up the skirt one more time, and get out on the road. We actually set up Nana Bingo 6 months ago, and we actually run it as a fundraising opportunity. So we sell the show on for fundraisers, for community events, for birthdays, bar mitzvahs, baby showers, you name it, we'll be there, all right? We did a couple of shows at Leaderville Hotel that like sold out the place. There was clearly a bit of demand, so I thought, you know what? I think it's time I head to Fringe Festival and spread my goodies even further. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, it's been really good, though. I'm with the crew at Fantasia. So if you've seen Disney and drag, and I know, look, I'll admit, drag queens, I mean, I think it's all perverted. The idea of someone dressed up in drag performing in front of people, I don't understand it at all here. But they are very, very talented. Go down and see them at Fantasia. Afterwards, you can come and see my show, or if it's on at the same time, buy both tickets and only turn up to my one. Either way, I've sold you. Yeah.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, or two for the price of one. Yeah, yeah. And oh, no, one for the price of two. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
And speaking of Fringe Festival, are there any shows that you are really hoping to see?
Oh, well, I just went to go see The Boys at Briefs, and I'll tell you what, Briefs isn't a very accurate description because a lot of them were wearing a lot less than that. Yeah, I was up in what they call the splash zone. Yeah, my fault. But anyway, it was a beautiful show. We had a bunch of gentlemen and a couple of, again, drag queens, each to your own. They were performing. They were absolutely stunning. I've also got a couple of friends that are doing Tone and Cheek. They are doing the beautiful happy endings as well. So if you're the sort of person that loves a happy ending, I know I am, go down and see them. As well as that, I think they've got a new version of, what's their other show called? The other one, they're probably shouting at the radio right now, but I can't hear you. You're delusional. go down and see the folks at Tone and Cheek and have a look up on happy endings. And I think, Club D'Amour, that's the one. There we go. Sorry, I can just see you looking at me. I'm tapping on the desk. It's bad radio. It just makes for bad radio. Yeah.
And Club D'Amour, I remember Faye Rocious hosted a little while ago before Fringe.
Yeah. So Faye Rocious gave me a couple of makeup tips recently. Yeah, they looked at me directly in the eyes and they said, stop. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, look, it is advice from a drag queen, so you can take it as you will.
Yeah, again, I just don't understand it. Anyway, each to their own.
And so back to Nana Bingo, if people want to get involved, want to have a look at where they can get their tickets, how can they find you?
So you can go to nanabingo.com, and you can go on there if you're looking at a fundraiser and other things as well. We're starting to book out for the rest of the year. You can also go to Fringe Festival. You can have a look at Nana Bingo, put that into the search bar. Or if you're one of those people that see my posters around, they've got QR codes on it. We're in the new Scenester magazine. We're all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, so I suppose get your tickets now.
Yeah, get them while you can.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Nana, and I look forward to seeing you with the bingo balls.
Oh, yeah, please. This is a family show. Yeah.